Attorney at Law Karen Conti with our weekly legal brief. Good morning, Karen. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Bob.
Let's talk first about the Jeffrey Epstein case. I'm fascinated more than ever by this because I'm finally getting around to watching that documentary on Netflix. And the one-time girlfriend and alleged accomplice of Jeffrey Epstein is in custody now. And what's going to happen next here, Karen?
Yeah, this is a real interesting story. That documentary is just fascinating. And how this guy has gotten away with so much for so long is going to be a permanent mystery here. Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested, and she's being charged with conspiracy to help traffic these girls. She's also being charged with perjury because of certain false statements she made in depositions in some of the civil cases here. But this is a long time in coming because she has been known for a while for being the person who sort of got these girls to come to see him, and they groomed them and then got other girls to get other girls to come see Jeff Epstein. And apparently there are over 100 girls all involved. She's facing some serious charges. She could do 35 years in jail, but my thought as a criminal defense attorney, she's going to have to cut a deal. She's going to have to talk. She's going to have to give names of other perpetrators. She's going to have to explain what happened. And in so doing, she might do that to save herself.
And, of course, everybody's speculating about this and then wondering, well, how are you going to keep her safe in light of what happened to Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, she's got a lot of people who hate her guts. And in fact, a while ago, she actually sued Epstein's estate, saying that he promised to pay all her legal bills and he promised to keep her safe. And she claims she needs full-time bodyguards because of the threats that are being made against her. And I believe it. I really believe it.
Why, and I don't know that anybody can answer this now, why did it take so long to get her in FBI custody, and why now?
I have no clue. I mean, these allegations have been wafting around for a long time, and there are numerous witnesses who have sued civilly and haven't been able to serve her. And if the lawsuits have been filed and the government knows about this, why hasn't she been arrested? I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, if anybody wants more info on the Epstein case, and I didn't realize how much of it I didn't know or had forgotten, that Netflix series, I forget, 3 or 4 parts or whatever it is really good, isn't it? Did you see the whole thing?
I did. I saw the whole thing. I binge watched it. It's very well done. And I actually had a lawyer on my show this past Sunday who represents 8 of the victims, and he shed some light, too, on what was going on and how everyone got away with it. A lot of money involved, a lot of important people involved. And the thing that I want to know the answer, you know, he was convicted or he pled guilty in a very sweetheart deal down in Florida several years ago, and he served basically no time, and then he turned around and kept doing it again. And how does someone get away with it? How is someone not on someone's radar having had the history that he's had? I don't know the answer to that.
Money and power.
Yes, exactly.
I wanted to ask you also about Chicago's quarantine order that we've been hearing about. How do they enforce this? Is it just we're all in the honor system here?
I think so, Bob. And, you know, I'm just not a big fan of laws being enacted and then not enforced, because I think it causes disrespect for the law, and I think it causes people to get angry with each other. We've seen a lot of that, right? You're wearing a mask, I'm not. I had a friend who just flew on an airplane and said, like, people said, well, they're not wearing a mask, why am I? And then they started taking their masks off, and people were screaming at each other. This is not the way to do it, in my view, but I understand why they're doing it. They're hoping that by making this law, they're going to stop people from coming into our state and requiring people to quarantine. Now, it is on the honor system. How in the world would anyone enforce it? And with the police officers having to do what they're doing here in Chicago, they don't have the time to do it. So I think it's just a feel-good law, and I do hope that people will be careful, but I don't have a lot of confidence it's going to work.
And finally, let's talk about the case in Central Park with Amy Cooper and the bird-watching incident. What's next in that case?
Well, she was charged with making a false police report. Remember, she was walking with her dog, and for some reason, an African-American man was bird watching. It was bothering her, and she essentially said into her phone, "I'm going to make a report. I'm going to report this guy to the police." And he didn't apparently, he wasn't doing anything. And I think these are the cases, Bob. This is like a Jussie Smollett case, a mini Jussie Smollett case, because usually the police don't bother to charge people with making a false police report. It's just, it's a misdemeanor. It's not a big deal. But when there's publicity and the police are made to look stupid, or it's an egregious act, and I think people seeing this video find it to be very offensive that she would make this up and it had a racial overtone to it, that, you know, they had to charge her. They did. It's a misdemeanor. It's not a big deal. She'll plead to something and it'll go away. But I think it sends a message, hey, you know what? Don't bother the police with false police reports.
Karen Conti, attorney at Conti Law. More on WGN Radio. Karen's show is on Sunday at 5 p.m. We will be listening. Thanks, as always. Talk to you next week, Karen.
Take care, Bob.